me because I was not in the kickoff meeting. You and Fatima and Gonçalo. So I'll try to do my best to present my team. So I will just give you some quick advice about our work until now. And then I just want to talk to you about me and you will host it Avayo. So about our tasks, our first task was visual identity and branding. This task is complete. Then the question about the website and the social networks, we need to talk about it tomorrow. But the website is was launched, so you can already shape it. And we also have set up all our accounts at Instagram, Facebook, X, and YouTube. Of course, we have very few followers and impact and views at this point. So we will need your help, and we will talk about it tomorrow. We need your inputs to feed our website with information related with the project and specifically the scientific outputs at this point, because we need to have this area in the website about scientific outputs. And for our social networks, we need more news, even if they are not related directly with the project, other news that you can send. I was chatting with Gonçalo because he is responsible for this part, and he wants to create a WhatsApp group with all the each representative from each team dedicated to the communication. So we have the names, but I need to check the names because, for example, I think Torino has not a specific person. Okay, we need to update it. And then I need you to give me your phone numbers for Gonçalo to create this group, because it will work better than emailing. So that's something that I will ask you, each one of you, to give me your phone number, the person responsible for communication in each team. Another issue that Gonçalo asked me to repeat here, because a mail was sent to everyone about this. I think it was Oviedo that reported a problem with this email. So Gonçalo asked each person to send an email to this email and verify if they get an answer, because we need to verify what is the problem with the email. And anyway, for the next interactions, he asks you to send also to him. Okay, so send to both emails until we can find what is not working. But this is on a everything is very well explained in email from Gonçalo. The other task we were working until the last day of July was the first dissemination, communication, and exploitation plan. And we will also need your help for the next versions. One of our main concerns is, not concerns, but question, is about the exploitable results. What can we foresee now as exploitable results in terms of what can be exploited within the communities, commercially and scientifically, maybe politically, I don't know. But we need to discuss, and for the next version of the dissemination plan, we need to be much more specific on how we are going to exploit the results of this project. Now, I will take my last minutes of this presentation. I already discussed this with Lucia, if I can profit this time to talk to you about this conference that we'll host in Aveiro next year. Just to be clear, it is not directly related to the Culturality project. So this is not the event that Aveiro will host within the project, which will happen, I don't know, 25 or 26, I'm not sure at this point. I cannot give you much information about this event because we are trying to negotiate to include the culturality event in Aveiro within a big conference in the area of tourism that happens in Aveiro already. If we can manage to integrate our event within this conference, we will assure that we already have a major audience. But meanwhile, I want to talk to you about this conference we will host next month, September 2025. It's a conference about design education, so I think it connects really well with the theme of culturality, and also because the organizing team of this conference really overlaps with our team of the culturality. So myself and Gonçalo and Fatima, we are on the organizing / advisory board. It is a conference from Design Research Society, especially it is hosted generally by the EDSIG group. I don't know if you already knew about this conference. It happened in Ankara, in Paris, in Beijing. So we apply to host it next year, and it will happen. And the name we choose to the conference is Intertrinia in Design Education, because we really want to connect people, communities, not only designers, but not only design educators and students and employers, but other people involved in the field of design education. So why not also crafters and makers? So you are very welcome to submit your works. We will accept all these type of submissions, not only full papers, so it's not a conference just to scientific and academic papers. We also want to have case studies, statements of pedagogy, conversations, letters, and especially visual submissions. I was in the organization of the event in 2023, and we only had like two or three visual submissions, which is very strange for a community of designers. So we encourage people to submit knowledge in the form of images or other visual elements. These are the tracks. You can find more information in the website. The call is open until 9 December. You need to submit a full submission and then the camera ready until the end of June. You have some more information here, the fees, the rates, and the website and general contact. I also want to invite you to meet Aveiro because it's really, really nice.
Can you put the...
Okay, okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
If it works, I don't know. I have a short video. Probably be told. It's 1 minute video about the